be philosophy, philosophizing how I wanna be. Wanna be philosophy, philosophizing how I wanna be. Wanna be philosophy, wanna be philosophy, wanna be philosophy, philosophizing how I wanna be. Philosophy, wanna be philosophy.
Oh, passion. What the fuck did they do?
I have no clue. What the fuck?
Does that say pee pee poo poo on the wall? Or is that a bunch of sigils?
No, that's pee pee poo poo.
Okay.
That's right above our kitchen. Wow.
That one says passion is a twat.
What the fuck? This one says Lux can suck these ducks, and it's just a bunch of ducks with penis heads.
Damn. Why am I tempted to suck them? Okay, moving on. Yo, do you see that underneath that graffiti? Are those?
Oh, wow. Oh my god.
Oh, that's Lux.
They're eyeballs.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, you know what this means? We have a live studio audience.
Clap if you can hear us.
Oh, they're clapping. They're just flapping their, blinking their eyes.
They're flapping their what?
Their eyelids. That's how you blink.
I've never heard it called flapping before.
I mean, it looks
I
like
think we should talk about that
just
for the rest
eyes.
Of the episode.
It looks like it looks like it's flapping.
Oh, don't go around the other side of the table. Oh.
What is it? Oh my god. I'm not going there.
It's a pile of dismembered baby feet.
What the? Oh my!
Jesus Christ!
Oh, what?
What did the council do in here? I mean, my only clue is, look at that. There's that banner. It says, "Happy Birthday."
They had a birthday, bro. They had a birthday without us in our own house.
That's fucked up, man. I don't know what a birthday is, honestly.
It means they grew older and like.
Oh, it's their birthday.
Yeah, like.
When's your birthday? When's my birthday? Anubis, when's your birthday?
Ah. My birthday is... it's confidential.
Confidential?
Nobody can know, because if they know my birthday, they can fucking cut my balls off and kill me. That's how you kill a god, by the way. You cut off their genitals.
Wait a sec. No, that's not... No way.
That is a complete fact. I have done that to my brother before.
So you're saying I could just neuter you right now and then you die?
Well, I'm not actually here. We talked about this in the last episode, I believe. My balls are enormous and down in the underworld.
Okay, well,
do you want to know more about the underworld? I can get a guy for you
if you're
you
not
need,
there
you
at your balls. How can you protect your balls? What if someone goes under and like has like a big sword and cuts it?
I have all the armies of hell to protect my balls, and my lead guy, the Warlock Lock. You want to meet him?
Yes, he can be our guest, right, Lux?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that works. Whatever Anubis wants, because apparently he controls me and everything I do.
Get him.
Alright, let me just do some, can you open my coffin real quick, please? I know you don't like doing that, because it releases my power, but...
Lux?
But it's the only way to, like, teleport a dude here.
Lux?
Fine. Oh, God.
Warlock. Come from below. Warlock.
Give us some blow.
Who dares enter my sacred grove?
Oh, what's up, Anubis? Anubis?
Fine. Hey, what's up, dude? How's the underworld been going? Everything still running smoothly?
Oh, yeah, you know, it still smells like sulfur. There's fire. Brimstone. I think those Hellraisers are still doing that torture thing.
Did you bring me some sulfur and brimstone? You kind of, I think you owe me, don't you?
No, I fucking don't. You owe me.
Oh, shit.
You didn't pay
okay,
me for
well,
that last time.
Anubis.
My wallet's all tied up in some underground affairs, you know?
See, hey, Anubis. Anubis, look at me. You see this bag right here? It's full of balls, okay?
Okay, my testicles could be in there.
I've been snacking on these, and there's some really big ones in here, too, and I kind of think they might be yours.
My testicles are bigger than that bag.
Anubis, what the fuck? Okay, don't hijack our show, bro. So you're a warlock?
Yeah, and who the fuck are you?
We are...
No, I didn't fucking ask you. I don't think I did. Did I? No, I don't think so.
I actually got you here. Funny enough, I told Anubis to grab you.
Excuse me, I did the magic.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Did I not just say that?
I did everything because I am the god and you're the puny... Well, you're not a mortal. But you're an immortal, but it's like the same thing.
Fucking
in my view,
bitch,
you know?
That's
I'm a wizard. We're kind of wizards here.
Wizards are pussies.
Whoa. What the fuck, man? Why are you going to talk about my mom like that?
Fuck. I agree.
Not going to lie. Anubis?
Sorry, I coughed up some sulfur there.
Titties and dicks and bitches and witches spinning around, getting these snitches, dropping some bars from your fiery hell. Come on, dude, let's Let's see if you can do it well. Oh, a spell is better. That's pretty
good. Anubis, you can't freestyle on my own. Okay, my what is this called again, Passion?
I don't even know at this point.
Is this the radio or the podcast?
This is a podcast, but we didn't really introduce
anybody.
What does
pod mean?
Well, there's kind of pods for, like, plants, but there's pods for, like...
Are we spreading our seed through this podcast?
Hey, kind of. Anubis, why am I here?
Why did I summon him again? I've already forgotten.
Well, we're going to have him as a guest on our podcast. The Warlock Lock? What was it?
I am the Warlock Lock. You can also call me Warlock Warlock or War Warlock Lock or Warlock Lock War.
More Lock Lock.
I'm so confused. I think the apple's hitting me again just from that.
Well, welcome to the show, sir. We're just going to talk to you, ask questions. Just want it to be very natural, just have a nice conversation.
Do you
want to
buy drugs? Do you have money?
What kind of drugs do you have?
Sulfur.
What do you have? Sulfur?
Ground up baby bones.
Ground up baby bones. Hey, how about this? You want those babies in the corner right there?
We got some baby feet. You want to buy some?
We got baby legs.
I mean, I won't buy them.
No, we're just going to give them to you. We don't want them.
Give me baby feet.
Here you go. Take
them. Wait. We have to approach this carefully, okay? The council left that pile of dismembered baby feet there for a reason. If we
they
fuck
left
it up
because they fucked up our house, bro.
It's okay. They soiled the
house,
stillborn.
Man. It's just like a studio.
It's our home, man.
I mean, like, there's the beds are right next to each other.
Look at Goki.
We basically sleep in the same bed. I mean,
Goki is so sad right now. Look at him.
Poor little Goki.
He has to go suck this up to clean this up, you know, right? He's the one that's got to clean this.
He's going to eat all the baby feet?
Where else are we going to throw all the trash? He is our trash.
Whoa. Don't give all the baby feet to him. I mean, I'm kind of hungry, you know?
You know what? You can keep the flesh. I'll take the bones.
That sounds like a deal. Will that pay me off for my sulfur and brimstone?
No. No.
All right, Lux, go get the baby feet anyway.
You know how much drachma it's going to cost you?
You guys use drachma in the underworld?
What is drachma
Mainly my boy Charon does, but, you know.
I haven't used drachma in, like, I don't know how many thousands of years it's been. Time stopped working.
I think I tried it in college once.
Do you not know what drachma are, Passion?
No.
They're coins. Wow. They're
money.
I
forgot about it. It was...
You thought it was a drug? That's a good name for a drug.
You gotta pay the toll to get in that hole.
Oh, I don't know what I had then.
All right, let me just go over and get these baby feet for you, because, I mean, that's the only payment we can really offer. There's also eyeballs on the wall, but I don't think they can move.
But if we give you this baby feet, will you stay on the show for a little bit?
I mean, my boy Anubis called me here for... Why'd you call me again?
I don't know. They wanted to learn about the underworlds or some shit, and I don't have any more patience for these stupid wizard cunts.
You know, I was kind of in the middle of serenading the poor tortured souls with my warlock, because, you know, as you can see, this bass is a warlock bass.
You play music?
I do play music, yes.
I like to pretend I play music sometimes.
Okay.
I love music. I would like to hear some of your music.
Okay. See, I made and wrote a song called Charon about my boy Charon, you know?
Yeah, I've met Charon before. It was the first time I died, actually. He was a pretty cool guy, though. He was just like, hey, man, give me some coins. Took you on the ferry. And I went, fuck! I forgot my fare. Luckily, they had it's like a take a penny, leave a penny, but drachma.
Yeah. I think they discontinued that, actually, because too many people took advantage of it. Charon started going broke.
I fought a shapeshifter named Charon at the market once.
I think her name was Karen.
No, it sounded like Charon. She was a shapeshifter.
Passion, have you been hearing that shit throughout? It sounds like the fucking council is, like, running around above us and shit.
I think people are upset down in hell.
Are they watching us with these eyeballs?
Yeah.
They could be... Wait, what?
Yeah, a little bit. Not everyone, you know. Sometimes we let some of our tortured souls peer through the world of the living so that they feel sad about what they're missing.
Oh my god. So that's kind of cool. I like that.
They're just floating eyes. Do they just have one eye or both eyes?
Usually it's one eye, because on most occasions we take one of the other eyes.
What if you take the other eye and they can still see from the other eye, so they see two?
Well, no, that's not how the human body works, you see.
Well, is it only humans that you torture?
I mainly work in the human section. Like, there's other, like, creatures, animals, what you might call aliens, maybe.
Aliens? What the... I mean, I guess I could have always assumed aliens exist. And you, Passion, you did go on, like, a retreat once or something to visit some aliens?
Well, I didn't want to tell you, bud, but I went to Mars, and I saw Martians.
That's Mars? Actually a racist term. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, I didn't know you could understand.
They call themselves Glimbulons, okay?
That's the correct term, yeah. Martians is very,
My apologies.
Not very PC of you.
Glimbulons, Glibbies, Globbies, or Gloobies. Never Martians, though. That's some...
Gloopies got a little.
Oh, we can't say Gloobies anymore. Yeah, fuck, man. No. I'm too old for this shit. You can only say
Gloobies out.
You can only say. I shouldn't even be saying it. So you can only really say the G word if you are one yourself. So
I said the G word right now.
Yeah. Oh,
yo, I can't believe you'd say that, Passion.
I just asked.
I think we have to stop this show. And
I asked
kill everyone.
What the word was. Are we gonna? What if? Oh, I got.
Yeah, you can probably get a. You can probably get a free ride through the River Styx with that shit. So be careful.
Luckily, I think only humans listen to this, and they know them as Martians. So you know, those racist pieces of shit won't even understand what we just said.
Okay, maybe we're good. Maybe we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the baby feet. Did you actually still want these?
Yeah.
Because I haven't picked them up.
Yeah.
Does anybody have like a magic sack I could put this in?
No, the soiled not my sack. Don't put it in my magic sack.
The soiled stillborn still go to hell. I'm just saying.
Damn. Do you think all these ones went to hell?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Did you take them in? Did you see them just falling from the sky?
How do they look dangling with little stumps without legs?
See, as torture for some of the other humans, we used the soiled stillborn as punching bags for them.
Oh!
So why do you think the council wanted so badly to sacrifice them by getting rid of their toesies and woesies?
Do they use them like a piñata or something?
Yes, and I don't really know why they cut their feet off.
Some weird shit, man.
I think it's a human fetish thing.
The council is...
The council?
I don't even think they're humanoid, honestly.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about like weird priests.
Oh, I just got a chill on my spine. Oh, there's a pair of eyes behind me in the wall watching. What the fuck?
Oh my god, that's
they're
creepy.
Blinking sexually at me.
Oh shit, that one still has both its eyes. Let me just...
I think that one eye is winking at me.
And let me, sorry guys, I don't want you to...
Oh.
Sorry listeners, I don't know if you heard that, but I think I just heard his soul scream in agony.
Oh, I want to try one now.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus, you guys are just eating eyeballs.
Yo, it's kind of... It's got a good aromatic taste to it.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity.
Okay, let me just give you these fucking baby feet. I guess I'll touch them with my bare hands.
It's okay.
I'm hoping
they'll be sterilized before I strip the skin.
I hope nothing happens. Let me just... Here's one. Ah!
What the fuck?
There's a burning going through all of my blood. I'm gonna drop that baby foot. Why do my feet hurt so much? Oh, fuck. I have baby feet now.
You what? Oh my god. Yeah, little stubs down there.
I'm a little stubby baby now.
That one's not.
Oh god, what the rest of my body's shrinking too. Oh fuck, shit.
Oh. Oh, a new punching bag.
He's a baby?
Holy Jesus, I think my job is ruined.
Oh my god, what?
How am I supposed to manipulate Lux to go to hell?
I can't have a baby as my partner for the show, what the fuck? Oh my god.
You see, this is why we use them as punching bags. They're really fucking annoying.
Well, I gotta figure out a spell or something for this. Holy crap.
You don't sound very concerned, Passion. Has he turned into a baby before? Is that like a fetish of yours? I'm a little scared right now.
I'm just concerned about what the council does with those baby feet. What the fuck? Are they turning people into babies?
I don't think the baby feet were supposed to be used for anything. That's why they're in a pile on the floor. Right, Lux?
Is he still, like, fully conscious? Like, does he have, like, the mind of, like, his former self, but or is he just, like, full baby? Okay, so yes.
I think he seems to be starting to grow back
a little bit. We have a smart little baby here. We can make this, like a little trend or something. Get people to pay money to just see this kid.
Pop, Passion.
Oh, God.
Hi, Pop, Passion.
Oh, he's getting older.
Oh,
he's slowly getting older.
I think I'm about 4 years old right now. Papa, how I get back?
I think.
Do I touch more feet?
Are you calling him Papa?
Should I touch these feet?
I have no. I'm
sorry. Maybe don't touch my feet.
I'm sorry. Touch the feet.
Warlord, Lock.
Did you call him a warlord?
Just call me Warlock at this point.
I'm sorry.
You're really fucking
Warlock.
Locky, Lock.
No.
You're a.
That's kind of like the G word, but I'm going to let this slide because you're young and unimpressionable.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, sir. I apologize for my child right here. I understand, but...
Hey man, I'm 14 years old and I'm super edgy now, okay? I'm going to call you a liar on purpose because I think it's funny.
Oh god.
How about those glasses? Am I right?
Oh my fuck. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Oh my.
I'm going to get them.
I literally work in the underworld and not in the wow.
Hey, I didn't say anything when I was growing up, did I?
You're like 18 right now, bro.
I'm just going to take my feet.
Oh, nothing happened to him when he touched the baby feet. Wow, okay, no. So that was just set up against us, Passion. That's fucked up.
I don't know why you always touch the things we're not supposed to touch.
Because that's how you learn. Why do you think I'm so powerful, man?
I had no idea what I was going to do. I had a fucking child right next to me. What the fuck? You can't leave me here like that.
Now I know how the world's going to end when the tower is crushed by the giants of above. They're just going to step on us, by the way. I ate the apple, and now I know. Nice burp. That turns me on.
No.
He's still going through hormones.
Oh, fuck, shit. Okay, I'm like 5 billion years old again. Hey guys, what's up?
Welcome back.
Whoa. All that growing up, I think I need some... Where's my wizard pipe?
Let me drink some, Hold up, I'm gonna take a quick sip of this human lymphatic fluid. I don't know why it's fizzy.
I came in it, motherfucker.
Well, if our guest is having
Anubis,
a drink.
Oh, Anubis, you silly rapscallion.
You think you can just sleep in the same room as my dick and balls and I won't get ya?
You think you can keep your dick and balls?
I think I can because you're out of a job if I lose my balls.
You see, your balls are always being carried with me because I'm that guy.
Where are they right now? Do you have them? I would really like to see them because it's been a while. I missed you. Them.
See this larger bag than the other bag of testicles I was eating? Yes.
That's not big enough. They haven't been shrinking. I only took a few.
I mean, they are without blood supply.
Anubis, we did shrink all of you.
I only took a few steroids. I mean, I don't think I could have shrunk in my balls that much, right?
What did you think?
I mean, I have been going bald quicker. I do feel like I'm not as virile as I once was. My muscles are big, though, in the underworld, not in this statue form.
Are y'all gonna, like, interview me about my job in the underworld?
That was the plan, but we never get there.
What do you... Don't you just, like, eat babies or something?
Well, no.
That's what you told us.
No, that's usually for breakfast. I don't really eat the babies. It's usually a form of punishment for those sent to the underworld to beat the babies.
The punishment is to beat the babies? Or
the
babies are being punished?
They just beat babies all the time? What else do you guys do down there?
Well, no, people who really like babies. You see, like, if a mother dies during childbirth, and she's not religious, she goes to the underworld, and then we make her beat babies.
And how does that affect the mothers?
I mean, it's fucking hell, dude, so. Okay. Probably not very well, I would assume.
Why do you choose mothers? Do you want that?
Oh, no, that was just an example. We also get, like, you know, fathers who die too early in life and shit like that.
Okay.
Do some of them ever like beating the babies? I mean, if you die in childbirth, you might just be like, damn, fuck them kids.
Well, no,
I'm gonna beat the shit out of them.
We know their lives and their ambitions and what they like. You know, we are monitoring them as they are alive as well. And then we monitor them based off, like, you know, oh my god.
Was that a baby?
No.
Now, these are not humans, right? These are, like, aliens,
well,
right?
Again, I am mainly put in the human department.
Oh, man, I forgot which one I'm not allowed to say. Glibulons? That's the right
one.
That's fine. Globbies and gloobies, but not glibs. Oh, shit!
Okay.
Redact that. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Editor, put a censor. Here in the underworld, we also have these duders called Hellraisers, right?
Hellraisers?
Yeah, you know, they're...
Do you pay them?
Do they raise hell?
Yeah, they're pretty good at raising hell. They're very good at torturing and dismembering and disfiguring. They're, like, basically just imagine, like, BDSM, but, like, farther than the human body can take it. But, like, they like it. Like, they're in constant pain, but they get off to that. Fucking masochism, weird as fuck.
Have you taken on any new interns lately?
Yeah, actually. We have this new guy. He used to be human, but he was a really fucked up guy, so we were just like, hey, we could use that in the torture department.
Oh, who is it? One of the cool ones.
What's his name? What if I need torturing done?
I wonder if I know him.
This might actually know this one. His name is Reagan, Ronald Reagan, you know?
Oh, shit! Oh,
wow, we got himself a gig guy.
I remember him.
Yeah, he's a really weird fucking guy. Yeah. Basically, how it works is that once your soul is passed down from Charon in the river, you get dropped off, you know, like a
Charon fucking... down the river.
Man, why you gotta hit him with the puns? Now he's gonna fucking kill us in our sleep.
I'm sorry.
Nah, that's the Reaper's job. I don't come to collect. I'm more just, like, sending you where to go and, like, you know, checking in on, you know, how's the torture going? The penis flatteners, flattening penises?
I've always wanted to ask, how do you feel about the human conception that all the Reapers have, like, size?
The fuck did you just say?
Are you trying to ask about the Grim Reaper's dick and balls?
I was just asking why the Grim Reaper's
uses... That is not the time or place for this passion.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
Alrighty, I was just asking, just, I'm curious, so I'm just trying to include some things you might know so you can talk about it.
You'll find out the Grim Reaper's dick size when he fucks you with it at the end of time.
Yeah.
When I turn you into soup.
I think you're still 18, fucking baby.
You see, here's how the system goes, okay? Because, here's how the system goes, because y'all are ignorant as fuck, and it's really annoying, alright? My boy Grimberly Reaper, the Grim Reaper.
All your underlings' names all sound the same.
You see, my boy Grimberly, Grim Reaper, he comes to collect you when you die, and he basically guides you to my boy Charon, and then Charon takes you down to the River Styx, and basically once Charon takes you, he takes you to basically me and my advisor, because I'm kind of in that training position, but I'm also still on the higher-ups there. And basically we're going to send you to a torture department, right? And that torture department is going to be based off of who you were as a person. Like, let's say you are a fucking whore. Like, you really like sex. Like, not like...
Are you slut-shaming
right now? Oh, no, not at all.
Warlock, lock, lock, lock?
I'm talking about, like...
Lockety warlock?
You see, like I was saying, based off of who you were as a person, y'all be hanged by your jaws. I'm just saying. And then we're going to rip you off of those chains and leave your disembodied jaws on the hooks.
That's kind of hot.
Pour lava down your throats.
I'm not into that, but, you know.
That's pretty metal.
It is pretty metal, yeah. Like my warlock bass, you know? I play bass.
He can really play that goddamn bass so hard that it makes me... Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Yeah, he plays bass.
You see, this isn't even my bass. Actually, I think the signature on it says, Nikki 6. Yeah, he's actually dead. Y'all think he's alive still? Nah, he died.
We let him go to Elysium, though. He can chill in the cool part of the underworld.
Oh, no, he is chill. He's cool. We were like, he's basically just chilling, you know, amongst the Titans and shit like that. We basically gave him free reign to just kind of like, you know, roam around and shit like that. Like, yeah, there's a dude pretending he's Nikki 6 still out there making music and playing with, you know, that band and shit. But like, nah, he died like the first time.
Well, what is your favorite aspect of the job?
Just the reactions and just the look in the eyes of people just in immense trepidation and pain and a constant state of
whoa,
perdition.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Define trepidation.
The trepidation being the looks on the face of the demons and the hellraisers and the goblins and ghouls and glip-glop gabulabs fucking them up, you know? Oh, my God. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Some of those baby feet are going in my head.
Oh no, the smell is getting to me.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, why does it smell like sulfur already? That usually means we're closer to hell.
Well, our place is still trashed at the moment. I'm sorry.
Wait.
You didn't leave the portal open, did you?
I mean, you summoned me.
I knocked on the door. You had to open it and walk through. You closed it, right?
No, it was like a reverse rapture. I was brought up here.
Because that's not just like open in the next room, right? Like, you're not just...
I mean, I didn't close it, so...
I didn't close it either. Wait a minute.
Oh, let me see.
So is the gateway just... Oh.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Fuck.
You guys want to come? Shit. You want to come?
Can we move the microphones like that?
Maybe. I mean, we can use magic.
I mean, I guess. Okay.
Come there!
Huh? What did you just say?
Sorry. That was my... That was my customer service voice.
Let's do it together. Bippity boppity.
Bippity boppity.
The mics go be up. Floppity.
Floppy.
We didn't say the same thing.
Well, mine's flopping.
Fucking Jesus Christ, mine's let flopping. A god do it. The mics come with us. How did I snap? You'll never know. I can't move any of my body parts, and I'm just a statue.
Did you just crack your back?
Yeah, I broke myself a little bit.
Hey, are we going?
Yeah, let's go through the portal. I need to make sure my kingdom is under control.
Well, if they're moving, let's go.
All right, Fox. Well, welcome to hell, underworld.
Ooh, would it be?
Yeah, a little bit. The fire's been off for a little while.
Oh my god. Oh wow. The lighting in here is dark but broad.
I demand you take me to my body.
Okay.
I need to be my full form.
I don't. Lux, should we do that?
I don't know if that's a very good idea.
Anubis is gonna go.
You don't understand, Warlock. Anubis has been trying to kind of break free for a while.
Anubis is my boy, okay? Like, we're tight like that.
I'm not going to go anywhere, Lux. Trust me. I want to keep a close eye on you.
Don't you have his nuts in your, like, eyeball bag in there or whatever?
I mean, yeah. They're smaller than they used to be because, you know, there's no blood flow to them or anything.
Did but you like, cut them off?
No, I did not cut them off, no.
Cut them off, though? Okay.
No, I can squeeze them, though, if I want.
Yo, Anubis, who's that guy walking over there? He's cutting off some testicles and then feeding them to the person?
Ah, that's Jim. Jim is a pretty good Hellraiser, as you know. I mean,
nah, he's a goblin. He's not a Hellraiser.
Oh, well, that would explain the green and the ears and the nose and the goblin.
Well, that's just racist.
I mean, that's what goblins look like.
anyway.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Oh.
Oh, I forgot I cut out his tongue and his trachea.
He sounds like a Jim, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds quite like a Jim.
I'm so confused, Anubis.
I think,
is there like a fire going in here? It's cold, but there's like smoke in the air.
Ah, those are the mists of the pit. They usually get you pretty stoned. It's the only way to keep people down.
You see, like, you hellscapes over there, we have like this enormous bottomless pit. And there's always just, like, shit coming out of it, like steam. Sometimes it's just full of fire and lava, and sometimes the babies fall in there and actually feed the fire.
That's always a good day. It gets a little bit warmer down here.
On those days, do you ever feel like you're, like, at work, and you're like, ah, it's a good day at work?
Oh, yeah, I fucking love my job, dude. Like, this is awesome. Like, you know, like, some people out here actually deserve it. Some of them don't, and it's just even more fun that way. It's like, haha, you did nothing wrong, but I'm gonna stick this spike up your appendix.
It's always good to have a good work and at home environment.
Fun fact, they don't bleed down here.
Otherwise we wouldn't be able to torture them for infinity.
What's on the ground, then?
Oh, that's just, juice.
Juice?
We need to fake the blood because, I mean, if we don't, then it's not going to be as fun, you know?
Yeah,
because,
like, you know, they're dead. They're not going to bleed.
How do you insert the blood into them to make it leak out?
Well, we don't insert it. We just kind of, when they're not looking or their eyes are closed. Or... oh, my God. No. Sorry, I said the G word down here. I didn't mean to.
That doesn't mean anything. I'm a god, sir.
I know, it's a joke.
Are you talking about that one dude related to the other guy who became a messiah? Yeah, Yahweh. That cunt.
Yeah, how much of a fucking narcissist do you have to be like, my name is I Am? Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
I mean, he thought he was pretty cool, but he was barely even a god. He was just a dragon that tricked a bunch of people. It was pretty funny, though. I gotta respect that.
You're saying that that guy was not even a real god?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yo, wanna check out that pit? Maybe there's gonna be some babies in there.
Can we go swimming?
Will we get affected by, like, all the heat?
I mean, will you? I mean, I think it's pretty nice.
I just wanna know if I have to protect myself.
I'm just gonna cast some heat protection on myself.
That's
fine, because, again, this part that we're in right now is mainly made to, like, fuck with humans. Because, like... Oh, he's like, why is he throwing gang
extra,
signs at
He
me?
Goes extra with his magic. I don't know why.
Now it feels, like, really cold down here. Ugh.
I just put a little bubble on me.
Yeah, honestly, it's hot enough that sometimes we remove the heat protection off of the humans here, and their skin just kind of melts off.
I can make it invisible.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yo, Passion. I gotta say, I'm pretty hyped for us, because guess what? We'll never end up down here.
I mean,
pretty epic.
Hey,
I mean, it's
hey,
not.
Hey, what if Grimberly, I want to say hi to him?
If I get really mad at you guys one day and just be like, "Hey, Grimberly, get them." And
she
like,
can't
yeah,
kill
sure.
us. We have
Dude,
we signed a contract.
Grimberly.
Grimberly? What did I say?
I mean, Grimberly is a grim reaper. I mean, we don't really know what it is. Just a skeleton.
I've met her before.
I mean,
she was a woman in a black suit with long black hair.
Are we talking about the same Grim Reaper? I kind of thought Grimberly was just a...
Don't they have a whole office or something?
Wait, are you talking about the Grim Reaper as a female? Is a Grim Reaper a girl?
I don't know why you'd use human gender terms.
Well, you said a woman.
Yeah, the gender kind of doesn't matter around here.
She looked like a woman. I'm sure Grimberly can be anything she wants to be. She's a Reaper.
Grimberly never specified.
I mean, Reapers are basically just skeletons.
That's what Grimberly is, a fucking skeleton.
I thought it was a skeleton.
Grimberly will tell us.
Huh, alrighty, so they're skeletons.
And I personally don't give a fucking shit either, as long as Grimberly does their job.
Are they always doing their job? I bet, people die all the time.
Oh, people are dying left and right. Like, all the time. All across the multiverse.
So they're just running around all over the place.
Yeah.
Is there not more Grimberlys in the other multiverse? In the other universes,
not as much as you would think.
Now, how are their taxes? Do they get do they get a good amount of wage?
So, bottomless pit?
Yeah, let's go to the bottomless pit. I mean, I'm pretty down. All right. I'm gonna throw Anubis in and he'll never come back.
Bottomless pit! Are we gonna just jump?
Yeah, do we just jump in?
I mean, I don't know if they're going to turn the fire on right now or not.
Dude, it's just blackness for forever down there.
It's pretty dark down
there. Yeah, that's kind of... It's kind of like not personification,
Cookie,
but like...
Cookie, what do you think of this?
I don't think he's going to go down, man. The little frog that's been with him the
whole time. Hey, let me...
Did Cookie come with us?
Wait, yeah, where is he?
Cookie!
Oh, he's over there sucking up baby toes.
Oh, yeah, yep, he's just...
He's a dirty little freak.
Oh, he's having fun. Let him have fun.
Oh, wait. Hey, you are wandering eyeless human dude. Come over here.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Hey, easy.
Oh,
my
God!
Follow the sound of my voice,
okay? Oh, my God!
It's okay. It's okay. I need you to be quiet for a second. I know the ground is razor sharp.
Help.
I know your feet have been shredded to ribbons.
Help me, please.
This is so fascinating.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name?
Ricardo. Juarez. Ricardo.
Okay, cool. I heard you the first time, all right? I see you experienced the penis flattener.
Oh, my. Oh, it hurts so bad.
That's
what?
Rough.
Do me a favor. Stand right here
I can't.
How's your day going? How's your day going, huh?
It's not good.
Whoa, what the fuck was that? A tentacle shot up after that noise and just grabbed...
Yeah, that's Cthulhu.
Damn it, I knew it! I love Cthulhu! I fucking love you, man! I'm gonna jump in. Fuck it!
Legend has it, you can actually summon him by playing... this 1 9-minute long song by some metal band.
Hey guys, so are we gonna go after Lux? Cause he just threw himself down there.
No,
Cthulhu
knows not to fuck with
this. I was watching all of that, and I was a little confused what was going on. He kind of, the guy was screaming the whole time.
Cthulhu knows not to fuck with visitors. He knows the difference, but we'll probably see Lux in a little bit, probably.
Oh shit! Yeah, Cthulhu's a fucking G. I fist bumped him, thanked him for all the great music, and he just sauced me right back up here. Thanks, Cthulhu.
Yeah, he's been up for a while. He took like a million-year nap. Now he's back up. You know, dreaming no more.
That's pretty epic. Oh, he did eat that guy you pushed, by the way.
Oh,
he's
gone. Oh, yeah.
He's just bones now.
Yeah, it's weird, because that pit is actually bottomless.
So is that how you get your baby feet bones?
Sometimes bones come up every now and then. Thank you, Cthulhu. Very cool.
Hey, all right. Do you want to start a band, Warlock, Lock, Lock, Lock?
Sure. What do you play?
I
play bass, so you can't play bass.
I play human synthesizer. We could use some bass in our theme song.
Yeah, you see, my strings are actually made from, human nerves.
Whoa.
How do you get it? What does it sound like? Does it sound like a vocal cord or something of a human?
No, it sounds like a bass.
It sounds like a bass.
Yeah, some nerves are, thick enough so I can differentiate what can be an E, A, D, G string or a low B or a high B.
Oh, okay.
I didn't understand anything you just said.
No magic at all with that, huh?
No, just, good pickups and electricity, really.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, sometimes if I want, I can just ask for a little magic from our magic department. They can actually hook up nerve sensations back to the original human, so every time I play it, they can feel me pulling on their heartstrings.
That's I love that so
that
much.
That is metal.
As a romantic, so I think that's really beautiful. It's so poetic.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I'm gonna go see Cthulhu again.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Cthulhu. I'll go down.
Should we have the microphones follow them, or
no?
Will they stop working once they get down there? I don't.
Yeah. Let's throw them down there. They'll probably catch them.
Goki just fucking jumped down there too. All right, good for him. He's gone.
Maybe they can talk to Cthulhu for a bit. You know, the interview that should not be.
Oh, Goki.
Oh, you're back. Where's Lux?
Oh, I don't know. Goki caught me. Goki thought Cthulhu got me.
Oh, good job, little frog bitch.
I went down there to go say hi. He's pretty nice.
I should maybe look for Lux, but that's fine. He'll be okay.
That was so fucking hot. I met Cthulhu and his wife, and his mistresses, and his harem of other mistresses.
You met the whole fam? What the fuck? You were down there for like 10 seconds, bro.
He also has kids, but he ate all of them already. Pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, that happens like once a week here. I mean, time isn't really real here either. Like,
time isn't real where we live either. So
after a while, it just won't burn.
I mean, humans, all they fucking talk about is time. They're like, "How long have I been here?" And it's like, "You've been here for like 30 minutes." And it's just like, "It's felt like 30 years." And it's like, "Yeah." So
they never seem to understand the concept that you can be outside of time.
Like, I can just say, "Hey, you've been here a moment." And they'll be like, "What the fuck does that mean?"
I can't remember those days anymore. It's very weird.
Time is kind of a funny thing for us because, you know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, man. I mean, nobody can kill me. I signed a contract with Death. Sorry, Grimbley Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she or they, whatever she decides to go as this moment, you know? I can't believe she took 2 drachmae and that was all it fucking took. And also
that's
my soul.
Karen,
forever.
Not the Reaper.
She silly, just wanted that money. I think she had to pay off Karen so that he wouldn't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
River or anything.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Again, Karen was almost, you know, broke at a time, so.
I mean, he did take me over the river once, but we don't need to talk about that. That's how I got
here. Oh, no, we could totally talk about that.
I mean, that's how I got here, man. You know,
deals. No, that guy.
Schmooze some moves.
What deals did you make?
I don't even know that story. I'm curious. I don't remember you passing.
Things suddenly go blank when I go back there. Well, you probably didn't work here by then.
I've been working here for a few millennia, so.
Oh, I came here much longer ago.
Okay, bet.
Anubis, when was I here?
I can't answer that without shattering your consciousness, as those memories rely on your concept of time that no longer exists.
Oh, wait, hold up. This human dude skeleton is coming back up. Hang on, I'm gonna... Hey, one of his eyeballs is still here. 1 second.
That was crazy, man. Right. He just shot the skeleton out of his asshole.
Do you ever mix him with, like, margaritas or something?
Lymphatic fluid.
Oh, okay, I see.
Like, they don't have blood, but, you know, the spinal fluid and lymph fluid is still in there for some reason. I don't really know why.
Is it good for you? Is it good as a diet, or is it too late? Does it give you...
Oh, I am on a diet. That's why I'm drinking it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's very low in fat.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very high in lymph.
All those lymphs, oh yeah. I like to get a lot of lymphs in my diet.
Passion, what do you think happens if I throw Anubis to Cthulhu?
Maybe Cthulhu would cut his... balls off.
Whoa. Cthulhu and me. Okay, I owe him a few million gremlins, okay? Not gremlins, gremlins. They're a currency that you don't understand yet because they exist outside of all of reality.
Yeah, whatever.
We use them currency. As paperweights here.
That's... You just use them as paperweights?
Yeah.
Do they not really function in this world?
No.
That's kind of... Why am I aroused by that?
Yeah.
You're aroused by everything, bro.
All right, Anubis, I'm going to chuck you, man.
Everything is sexy in a way.
Whoa. Please don't throw me. Please don't throw me into the pit. Cthulhu is going to... He's going to fuck my ass and throw me out there.
Throw him.
I just close right, the man. Box and make him shut up again.
Well, his box is already closed, luckily.
Well, put a spell
on him. I'll just put him in my back pocket and fart on him.
Wait, I got a spell for this. I'll just mute him.
That fucking hurt.
Oh, I gotta work out some kinks.
Can't silence a cursed statue that is powered by a god! Especially not when I'm in my own realm!
I think I muted the thing he's in, the stat, like...
Man, enclosure. I'm just gonna put him in my bag of holding.
You can't hear the enclosure anymore. You can only hear him now, not the enclosure.
He's lost in the bottomless pit that is
every
my bag.
Every noise you make with it doesn't clunk around anymore.
All right, so Warlock Lock, Mr. the Warlock Warlock.
Shut the fuck up.
You want to get this theme song
lock,
done?
Lock?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah.
Can we, like, make it kind of metal for this episode?
Oh, let's do that in post. Let's finish the episode first. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I don't know what the fuck this was, but remember, time?
It's just a concept.
It's just a concept.
Thank you, humans, for listening. You will come here one day. You will die in this pit. You will be here eternal, and you will only be lucky if you are fed to Cthulhu. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, all right, have a good night, everyone.
Good luck getting back home. Because
good luck trying to sleep tonight after hearing this.
I can get them home.
Yeah, that's funny.